702, The World View.
Good morning, John Adley. Good to have you back on the show.
Good morning. It's good to be with you again.
So I see dozens killed, I'm afraid, in Afghanistan in a suicide attack.
Yeah, and I think this is another sign, of, as we end the year, of just how much more there is to do before there's any chance of peace in Afghanistan. And in the capital, Kabul, where this attack took place, remember, there are still British and other coalition troops there training Afghanistan's own security forces. And yes, at least 41 people were killed and more than 80 wounded in this suicide bomb attack. The target was a Shia cultural center, and students had gathered there for a meeting. The Afghan Voice news agency was also hit. One reporter was killed and two wounded there. Now, the Islamic State group says it was responsible, not the Taliban. The days of the Taliban, seem to be over, but now it's the Islamic State group is the threat in Afghanistan, and it's attacking many Shia sites, including this one, trying really to provoke a Shia-Sunni sectarian war in Afghanistan to bring the two main religious factions up against each other and cause further unrest in Afghanistan. And, you know, a pretty gloomy outlook, really, especially for those countries, including here in the UK, who've invested so much time and effort, and of course many soldiers have lost their lives trying to bring peace to this troubled country. It's an effort that's going to continue right throughout 2018 and beyond, I would feel.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. Also on your menu, 100 stranded at an airport ahead of the coldest night of the year in the UK. I feel for you. I really do, as I sit here in my shorts and T-shirt.
Yes. Okay, well, that's very kind of you to think of us in that way. We'll have our time, but at the moment, we seem to be absolutely in the dead of winter. Rain outside now, so I think the temperatures are picking up, but certainly in Scotland, minus 13 Celsius was forecast overnight, the lowest of the year. 5 to 10 centimetres of snow was expected in northern England, and 300 passengers spent a night at London Stansted Airport after the runway was closed, as we were talking about the other day, due to all the ice. Dozens of flights were cancelled or delayed. So I think they'll aim to finish clearing the backlog today and get the country moving again. And here's an interesting little tale to connect it to the weather. I think there's a little moral tale here, you know, about it's all very well having all the fancy, expensive walking gear that your money can buy, but if you happen to walk out and forget a simple thing like a good old-fashioned map, you're in big trouble. And that's what happened to three climbers who got lost in a fierce blizzard in the Scottish Cairngorms. It took 5 hours for rescuers to find them, and the leader of the mountain rescue team, Willie Anderson, says nowadays mountaineers spend huge sums of money on tremendous gear, but it's the few pounds spent on a basic map and a compass that's often the best investment. Unfortunately, they left them behind.
Oh, think, please just think. And then a worker reunited with his Christmas bonus after a social media appeal. I love this story.
Yeah, absolutely. Social media can cause all sorts of problems, but it can absolutely triumph as well, as it has done here. A Polish builder flew back to his homeland for Christmas, so he'd left the country, and he'd left behind his Christmas pay packet with £600 in a pub in South London, where he's probably having a drink to celebrate the end of his work before going home for Christmas. The envelope only had his first name on it, a Polish spelling of the word Marius, but no surname or address or anything like that. Millions saw the appeal that was put out on social media by the pub managers in South London. It was retweeted many times. Even celebrities like J.K. Rowling retweeted it, which, of course, that really helps with the number of followers that she's got. And Marius's son eventually saw it. The man's son saw it. And he says that despite all those tweets and all the rest of it on social media, they didn't have one single fraudulent claim, which was very heartening. So they were able to get their £600 back. And I guess, as you'd expect, a big, big tip for the honest barman who found the pay packet under a chair while he was clearing up the pub that night.
Ah, good man, good man. John Adley with your Worldview. Have a lovely New Year's Eve and a safe one.
Thank you very much. We'll talk in 2018, I'm sure.
You betcha. Thanks, John. That's John Adley with his Worldview.